Hi everybody, how are you all? Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to my podcast. Well, right now I'm reading an article from the newspaper The Guardian. Premier League 2022-23 preview, number 12, Liverpool. Jurgen Klopp hopes his Premier League and Champions League runners-up could prosper without Sadio Mane, by Andy Hunter. Last season's position, second. Prospects. There is a touch of the unknown about Liverpool this season, unusually with Jurgen Klopp starting a first full campaign at Anfield without Sadio Mane and looking to a pool of young talent led by Darwin Nunez to compensate for the undeniable loss of the Senegal international. Not in doubt, however, is Liverpool's position as the best equipped team to deny Manchester City a hat-trick of Premier League titles. Dreams of an unprecedented quadruple evaporated in the final 7 days of last season, serving as an extra incentive this time out, but Klopp's side are evolving nicely with Luis Diaz and Ibrahima Konate impressing in their debut campaigns. This summer's business, signing Nunes before allowing Mane to leave, finally securing Mohamed Salah's services for another 3 years and removing any contract distractions at a stroke, landing right back cover for an initial £4 million in Calvin Ramsey, then selling Nico Williams for four times that price, was a further demonstration of the well-run operation at Anfield despite the departure of a sporting director, Michael Edwards. With the money Roberto Firmino Salah era over, and given the attributes of the Colombian Diaz plus Fabio Carvalho, Klopp has suggested there could be more versatility to Liverpool's attack than the 4-3-3 system that has served him so well. In Harvey Elliott and Curtis Jones, he has two other young assets ready to make the next step, but there is a significant responsibility on Nunes. How the 23-year-old adapts to his first season at Anfield and in the Premier League, especially in comparison to Erling Haaland at City, could be a key factor in the destiny of the title. Thank you.